Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And today's episode just happens to be a Just Friggin' Do It episode. I do these once a month, and it is September. And so this is the one for September. And it might seem like a little bit of a weird Just Friggin' Do It because it seems so simple. But I was inspired by someone, and it was a reminder to me that it's something that I should probably talk about because it's something that I am guilty of. It's like one of those things where it's just friggin' do it. And this fits into that category so well that it just had to be a topic. So it was kind of not the topic I planned on talking about, but it was a topic that needed to be talked about. And I think when things happen in my life and there are messages that I need to hear or that resonate with me or that they're a teaching moment to me as, in some way, that things that I reflect on, that I can do better with. And then I think, oh my gosh, this is something that probably other people feel a struggle with as well. So that's why I'm using this topic. And it'll be a shorter episode. And I want to tell you that my goal is to do these non-interview episodes on Saturdays now. I just moved from Friday to Saturdays. But today's Sunday. I didn't publish it yesterday, but I did record. I recorded, but it ended up being too long and not what I wanted. And it required some editing. And my podcast editor is on vacation right now. And I had to get to a football game. So we are big football people. And it was the first football game of the season. And it was a home game. And it takes a lot of time. It's a full day, and it was an early game. So we got going very early in the morning. So I did record early, and then I didn't have enough time to re-record. So I said, I'm just going to do it tomorrow. I'm a recovering perfectionist. So I was like, it doesn't have to be today. I can be a day late and I'll be fine. So today is the day. So today it's about just friggin' write the note, write the damn note. And it's because we often think about writing a note. I know I will see something or I'll hear something or I'll think about someone and I'll think, I need to write them a note. I've gone so far as to buy cards and then not send them. I have a stack of cards sitting in a drawer, and some were bought with the intention of sending to someone, and I never sent them. So it's important that when you have an idea, it's meant to be executed. It's meant to be followed through on, to take action on, especially if you take the first step. Just take, it's really a three-step process, right? It's buy the card, or if you have note cards, you don't even need to buy the card, right? You don't have to go buy a greeting card. Just use people, you can just go buy a stack of 10 note cards in a box and keep those in a drawer. So step one is super, super easy. You don't have to go to the store and buy a card. You just pull it out of the drawer. So you have to get the card or pick out a card. And then two is write the card. And then three is stick it in the mail. And a lot of it is we live in these busy lives, right? And I think, oh my gosh, I'll do it later. And later becomes never. It's in the drawer. I might have pulled it out of the drawer and put it on the counter. And then ultimately, I go to clean up the counter and I put it away. I'm like, oh, I'll do that next weekend. And then I forget to pull it out of the drawer. It sounds really silly. Because what is happening is that the person, the receiver, then doesn't even know that you were thinking about sending them a card. So you had this nice thought. You had this feeling of love or acknowledgement or sympathy or something about this person that you wanted to reach out to and send a card to, whether it was a birthday or whether it was just like they're going through something or a thank you. So many thank yous we think about but we never follow up on. And it means so much to the person. So this episode is for you to take that thought and put it into action. That thought of that note that you wanted to write, just friggin' do it. You probably have had a thought that has gone unexecuted that's related to thinking about somebody. Because we all are, we are loving people. We care about others and we think about others and we think about doing nice things to others. And then when it doesn't happen, then the person, you steal that connection from that person. You don't ever have that opportunity. And some people have their, like, a love language is gifts, and a card is as good a gift as just like something you go spend a lot of money on. So if gifts and receiving gifts is like a love language from somebody, giving and receiving gifts, then they in particular would love to get a card. So it's helpful to know people's love languages too, which you don't need to, because I think everybody, I mean, my love language is words of affirmation, which can be in the form of a card. So the reason why this hit home for me and why it was a topic is because one of my friends, it's kind of a virtual friend who I met through my coach. I first met her at an event. And I was immediately attracted to her vitality, her energy, her love of what and passion for what she does. She's a health coach and she teaches other health coaches how to have successful health coaching businesses. And I interviewed her in one of my very early podcasts episodes. It was episode 39. So if you want to go back, it was June of 2020. I met her in October of 2019. So, you know, a few months later, I had her on the podcast. And then, of course, the pandemic had hit us. So she's super fantastic. She is super successful, multi six figure, probably over seven figure business now. And she has been diagnosed with breast cancer. And I don't normally see her posts in my newsfeed because you know how the algorithm is and you only see usually the posts of the people that you connect with regularly or chat with. And I'm guessing that her post was getting a lot of attention. And so it was being shown to more people because that's how the algorithm works. And so it popped up in my feed. And it, in fact, was she did this 3 days of posts and she created a blog. And so her post on Facebook was leading people to her blog. But it was day two. It was part two of a 3-part story, essentially. And so I want to just point you to her. She created a website called Christy Crushed Cancer. So, and her, she spells her name C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. So it's ChristyCrushedCancer.com. No hyphens, no spaces or anything. But she did this to kind of document her journey, but it's really fascinating. It's really fascinating. And in her part one, part two, part three, at the very bottom, she has like three things that she's asking for support on. And the first thing is, send me a card, because gifts are her love language. So she sees cards as gifts. So send her a card. And then like two and three were rules about what you shouldn't say in the card. Don't say, I'm sorry. And don't share a story of someone you knew who died of cancer. So, but she gives directions, which I think is great. But it's a first, the first part one is about her diagnosis and how she found out. And then part two, which has a crazy like coincidence in it, which I'm not going to share. You just go read it. It's just so good. I think everybody should go read it. And then part two is basically what she's deciding to do in terms of her treatment. Super fascinating. It's already compelled me to go watch two documentaries. That's how inspired I was from reading it. And then part two, I think was written before she had surgery. And then part three was maybe after she had surgery. But she had surgery, a week or so ago. So she's really fresh off the kind of like diagnosis and pursuit of treatment. So, you know, I read this and I was like so inspired, and I was like, oh, I need to write her a card. And so I thought it, that easy first step of thinking. No, actually, the first step I said was buying the card. It's really four steps. You think about it first, right? So I thought about it and then I forgot about it. Got into my to-dos, my busy life, and went on my merry way. And forgot about it. Didn't write it down on my daily planner, which I do all my to-dos on my daily planner, but I didn't write it down. Didn't see it as a priority. And these things should be a priority. When we think about them, we just write them down. As soon as we think about them, get a little sticky. I have stickies all over my house, little sticky pads. And so I didn't follow through on it. And then about a week later, and it might have been because another post popped up that I remembered. I don't know. I don't really know what prompted me the second time, but I was like, oh my gosh, I thought about sending her a note, a card, and I haven't done anything about it. And then it made me think, how often do I do that? I'm not the only one who does that either, I'm sure. I'm sure there's other people. And wouldn't it be great if I talked about this and that I could inspire people? Like, we've had this massive card sending exercise, and it doesn't have to be to just Christy. It can be to anyone. What I want you to do is send that card to that someone that you've thought about and you just haven't followed through on it. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Walgreens and I'm going to get her a card. And so I did that. I did step two. I got the card and I didn't pull one out of the drawer that had been meant for someone else. This was one I picked out specifically for Christy. And it sat on my counter for over a week. And part of that is because I had full intention of writing it, but it just took me a while because I wanted to write her a long note. I didn't want to make it just be, oh, hi, Christy. Good luck with your cancer journey. And you're so inspiring. And I wanted to write more and kind of what it meant to me specifically and how it inspired me and how I feel that she is, what she's doing is going to make a huge impact in people's lives. It's going to save lives, I think. And so, so I wanted to put some effort into it. So I just left the card on my counter. And every time I went in my kitchen, I saw it And so I had extra time this weekend. And so it is now all addressed and ready to go. Just have to drop it in the mailbox. So and once it gets to that point, it's as good as gone. So I don't not send things I've already addressed. So I'm super happy that the idea has now been turned into a completed exercise, that I completely followed through on that thought of sending her something. And I'm just happy that she's going to receive it and that she'll know that I was thinking about her, because if I didn't send this card, she wouldn't even know that I had all these great thoughts about what she's doing and how open and honest and vulnerable she's being. So that was the reason for this episode, was to urge you to just friggin' write the damn note. So I'd love it if you reached out to me and you just told me that you did it and tell me who got it. And we don't even care. We don't even care if we hear from them, right? That we do not have any expectations around acknowledgement for the card. We do it because we just want that person to be acknowledged. We don't need anything back. The good thing about good deeds like this is that they often come back to us in positive ways, but in other unexpected ways. So putting out the goodness will bring goodness back, and it doesn't necessarily come in the way you expect, and it doesn't have to. So send that card, that note out with zero expectations, and just know that you have done something wonderful and made somebody happy, made somebody smile. All right, that's it for today. Just friggin' do it.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.